Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is a Friday program on wonderful BBS Radio. And the date today is February the 25th, the last Friday in 2011 of February. And we'll have our wonderful Q&A call coming up after this program. And we're nationally on Station 2, which you should know if you're listening right now, because on Fridays we have the Station 2 programs. Otherwise, the other three shows are on Station 1. So let's do a clearing here. Since today is Friday, let's do a trauma clearing. This will help out your body here to release traumas. Remember, each one of these energetic bodies that we clear do get clogged up. This is why it's necessary for your better health to have the bodies cleared out of these densities. Otherwise, they keep recycling, and that becomes your storyline of what you're living, the condition of your life, the way you feel. And once they're cleared out, then you can start over again. It's like being reborn again new. So think of a trauma that happened to you today, and I'll do today for everybody. So think of something. It could be anything. And everybody has something going on. May not be a whole lot. Maybe it could be related to somebody else. Remember, other people's traumas can affect you because people can cord you, and that cording can bring you the energy of the traumatic situation, especially if, say, you go out with some friends or you're talking with them, and they start dumping on you their life situation that happened to them, then you become corded to them because they're cording you by the words that they're speaking. And it may not resonate with you completely as far as you say, that didn't happen to me, but you are now in the web of their trauma. So here we go. We'll see if we can get that spider web energy, we'll say, off of you of trauma that your friends even have given you today. So if you don't have any traumas, maybe somebody has mentioned something to you or you saw something, that can still be attached to you. This is how empathic people work, and they feel these energies. Here we go, trauma release. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Not too bad. And we'll do a clearing now for anxiety. Here we go. Same thing. If somebody that you talked with had anxiety, that could be transferred right to you, even though it didn't happen to you, because you're listening to them, and it will activate something in your DNA from all of your ancestors, including yourself, the anxiety of that particular issue, and then it has a life of its own, and it can manifest in you as a future problem situation, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So here we go. Anxiety release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And here we go. Do another clearing. And we'll do one for, let's see here, what can we pull out of the hat to help everybody here? I'll do one for pain. So if you have physical pain, we'll release that from you. If you don't have pain right now, you probably had pain sometime in your lifetime, so think of that particular moment, that situation, and we'll see if you can feel better. Here we go, a pain release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace floating around?
I'm floating around, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome, everybody, to Friday night. Of course, tonight will also be the Q&A. My fast chat isn't working, so if anyone fancies typing in the number, that would be great. So that will be coming up in an hour after this evening's BBS show on Station 2, and the number to call in for the Q&A is 646-519-1110. 5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that's 9009, and then the pound sign. And I think we're having callers tonight, so if you'd like to call in, let's see, we're probably on line A and maybe even B, I'm not sure, but you could try 530-413-4520, that's 530-413-4520, and then there's a 415 number, which is 287-0074. And let's have a look. Also, Ron, I think you have 2 days of the intensives this weekend, right? The Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. So tomorrow, which is Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time, we're having our four-hour ascension call. And we'll do water charging on that. So if you're interested in just having that call only, the price is $60, 60. And we do 3 hours of healing. Mainly this call is based for ascension, so we go into special rooms for that. Then we do a one-hour water activation charge. Then, naturally, our wonderful healing on Sunday is an eight-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And that's where we get rid of the alien critters and parasitic life forms from you. And those are very good to get out because all of a sudden your health starts to become normalized if you have a problem. I just saw a video, a DVD, I should say, last night on Netflix. And it's pretty old. I think it was maybe in the 70s, I'm guessing. And it's called Future World. And you might check that one out. I only saw probably about two-thirds of it, then I got tired and had to go to bed, so I'll check the rest out later. But it has, the storyline is that there's a thing called New Recreational Destination, and you go there, and they kind of let you do things from the past. You put on costumes, etc. And what I saw so far in the movie is that they were getting people that were maybe government figures, high society people, maybe people in the know, in the now, you know, maybe not in the now, but in the know, leading people. And they were starting to clone them. So where I left off, they had a cloning factory that they were starting to show. So if you want to maybe check that out, maybe somebody could even look on maybe Netflix or type it in, Future World. Mr. Fonda was in there. I forgot his first name, but it was the same one that, you know, was in Easy Rider a long time ago. So, you know, he still had the long hair, so I would say probably maybe early 70s. And to talk about a cloning factory is pretty interesting back then. Remember, that's going back about 40 years approximately. And so anyway, maybe somebody could check it out, and it might give the date of the movie when they brought it out. So food for thought here, just to kind of show you what's happening. Remember, what we see in the DVDs is what's probably going to be in your future. So they're just getting you used to what's coming up so that when you do finally see clones walking around, you know that they're already here because you saw them in movies. It's a common thing. So we had a request here to do a poverty clearing. So that one's a little interesting, okay, because that typically would go into a whole lifetime clearing. It can also, you know, go way back into your seven generational clearings of poverty. So that's more like a clearing that would be needed to get out of your, yeah, Peter Fonda, that's good, yeah. That would be needed to get out of your genetics. And then is that poverty clearing there because you do not have the proper sequence codes? The movie is 1976, okay? So do you have the proper codes to bring money to you if you're in poverty? Remember, somehow the darkness puts energetic codes in us, around us, that people can connect to, maybe in parallel lifetimes, to bring you money or to have no money. So that clearing is a little more difficult just to do, but I'll do a sample of that. I can do it for today for you, and just kind of see if you can get a glimpse of what is happening to you in your life, maybe why you are having poverty in your life. Remember, your psychic billboard can help you change that somewhat, and so can the self-empowerment clearing. So here we go, a poverty clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And just kind of see how your body's resonating to not being in poverty. Here we go. And I'm assuming that poverty for most people means lack of money. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So, you see how you're feeling here? Check out your body and see how you're doing. Okay, Terry, back to you.
Okay, I felt that. It was like waves of, I was going to say heat, but it might even be cold. I'm not sure. Like going across my skin. That was strange. Okay, there's another clearing I need to do. So let's have a look. I think that's the only question that we have so far on the fast chat. So thanks, Tina. That was a good one. So if anybody wants to call in with a question, I'll just give the number out again. It's 530-413-4520. So let's see, what should we talk about, Ron? I'm not seeing any other questions. Let me just hit the refresh button just in case. Well, you know, actually, I had a question. Ashley is saying, feel like a coat of energy leaving arms and chest area. Yeah, I was feeling it on my arm and on the skin on my face. Yeah, it is kind of like a coat of energy. Tina's asking, can there be entities or critters associated with poverty?
Yeah, there could be, yes. Definitely entities attached to us with that situation. So, you know, maybe you don't have any money one day and you're walking by a trash can, which maybe is a McDonald's or something, and you see people throwing maybe half of their hamburgers in it or something. And, heaven forbid, but we'll just talk about this here. Unless you have another favorite fast food place you can mention in there, bring up. But, and all of a sudden, around that trash can are entities. And so all of a sudden they hop into you, and you feel a little hungry. And now you're really hungry, and you dig into that trash can to get, some french fries or a burger, you know. It's, entities do this. They're hungry. And then you wonder, what the heck am I doing digging through this trash can, you know? So, yes, they can come in to you like that. And that's the way entities behave. So they're hanging around the locations, and they can also give you addictions. And so, you know, that's kind of the way it works. As far as critters, I don't know if critters do that or not, okay? But you don't know what kind of critters are out there in those parallel lifetimes. Maybe you're out on a parallel lifetime, and that's all the critters know how to do is to go into trash cans eating. Okay, remember, it's a different reality. Remember the movie District 9 with the can of cat food, okay? So, you know, I can't wait to see the next one, because they said that they would be back in 3 years to save this guy that was, in a sense, a hybrid, you know, that turned into an alien. They said, we'll be back in 3 years. So we'll see what happens with that, what kind of cans of food they're eating, you know?
Uh-oh.
you know, maybe they'll say grandmother or grandfather food or something, you know, I don't know. But anyway, it should be an interesting story. Be interesting if somebody had some inside ends to what that new movie is going to be about, because I'm sure they're going to have another one coming after it, since they'd be back in 3 years. Yeah, 3 years is probably around ascension time. Maybe the Mayans are doing this movie. Who knows? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So while we wait for a caller or some more questions, I was wondering, when you were doing the clearings at the top of the show and you were talking about other people's anxieties and traumas attaching to you, and you also always say, think of a trauma or think of an anxiety or an emotion or whatever that you want cleared with the sample ones that you do. What happens if you don't think of anything? Does anything get cleared, or does nothing get cleared if you don't focus your attention on a particular thing?
I would say almost always nothing gets cleared.
Okay, so it is vital to do
then
that.
Then the lie would have to judge you, you know? And then they'd have to find something wrong with you. And in the moment, everything is perfectly fine. So if they had to judge you, then there'd be the darkness. I'm sure that if you requested healing in the past, and very possibly you forgot to ask, they may continue on with the healing where they left off. But for a new person listening, you know, you don't ask, you don't get. That's the way it works, because the light can't judge you. So I would say, if you don't ask for anything, just listen to this program, you'll probably feel peace energy, but you will not feel the actual healing working for you unless you request something.
So it's kind of like...
back to you, Carrie.
Kind of like raising your hand in the classroom, bringing attention to your issue, to yourself.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Hart is saying, can we do an implant clearing?
Boy, not tonight.
Too big? Okay.
Yep, too big.
Okay. All right. Well, Nima has a question. Can Janina explain why she won't bring in any more energy and help now? Maybe that's too big, too. I don't know.
The light shift only does what it can do in the given moment. And so I'm sure they're doing much with the earth spirit to attempt to, you know, prepare the earth spirit for ascension. The way I perceive it right now is that the earth spirit has, in a sense, reached its maximum potential of what can be found, since the numbers have not went up, you know, in the last couple of months or so. So that means that typically the earth spirit, what it could get back is about 40%, which means that the darkness stole 60% of it, and it's out there in the land of darkness somewhere, and that energy cannot be found. The integration of the earth spirit now into its body, which would be the planet Earth, is about half of that. So that's kind of where we are the healings with us here, because the Earth spirit can only work with 20% of the planet. And this is why you definitely need the light ship to work with you to get the horsepower for healing. I'm sure if the Earth spirit was whole and complete, then you could have a lot more energy coming into you for healings. How much more, I don't know. But remember, the Earth spirit is a spirit like your own, just much larger. But it's still not as powerful as a light ship because it does not have, you know, the horsepower to, you know, come about to do a lot of things. It only knows what it came here to do, which was to be a Earth spirit. It doesn't know much other than that. So I would say the light ship is very busy with bringing in energies and helping the Earth spirit out. But for what I see at this moment in time on this particular show, it feels like the Earth spirit has hit its plateau and they can't find any more of it. So, not good news. And that's because of the people on this planet who have chose darkness, chose to go to church, chose to pray to aliens, the God energy, chose to do rituals, chose to worship other things outside of themselves, sun god worshiping, planet worshiping. And so humanity has actually, in a sense, sacrificed the Earth spirit to the darkness on a golden platter. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I think there was a beep just a moment ago. Is anybody out there? Hello? Do we have a caller? Maybe not. Okay. So Pat has a question. Pat is asking, do pets ascend?
They can, yes, because pets are normally, and animals are not filled full of the judgment. They do have their programs on how to live here, but as far as watching TV and listening to news and gossiping and everything else, they just have a very simple life. So they're not necessarily tied into the emotions. They're more into survival. And remember, what gets us trapped here is the mind energy and the emotionality of what we go through to live here. So they don't necessarily have emotions as we do. And that's the reason why their ascension would be far easier than ours would be. In fact, something, I don't know what it was, but I saw somewhere on the internet years ago, you guys maybe have seen it, but they had two churches in a feud across the street from each other. One church, and they're both Christian churches, one church believed that animals would not ascend or go to heaven, I guess is what they called it, and the other church believed that they did. So they had these verbal battles, we'll say, on their signboards. It was quite funny to watch or to actually see that, you know. Boy, those poor people having to choose whether their poor love pet's going to go to hell or not, or go to heaven. Man,
yeah.
I think just from that, I think that the church that believed that pets could go to heaven would probably be getting a lot more people than the other one that they're not going to go anywhere, you know, or go to hell. You know, so maybe
right.
The other church no longer is there. Anyway, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay. But pets do have some of the invisible bodies we have, right? They have a pain body and probably have a trauma body.
Yes, they do. They do have bodies that need to be cleared, just like we do. Not as many of them, typically,
mm-hmm.
that they're using, but they do have situations. So if you do have an animal or pet that's been through trauma, maybe it had a broken leg, maybe it had a problem at birth, maybe it was picked on, man, you got to do an emotional clearing on that, and maybe even a trauma clearing on your pet, so it can have a much better life. So that's what I would strongly recommend doing. Most people are willing to work with animals and pets before they work with themselves for some reason. So by all means, as very inexpensive. $5 times your pet's age. Won't take long at all, and you can watch the change before your eyes. Back to you, Carrie.
Great. Okay. Marie is asking, how do you clear a new relationship in your life that the dark brought in if you want? Not sure about the if you want part, but how do you clear a new relationship in your life that the dark brought in?
Boy, okay. So it sounds like somebody came in to this person's field, wherever they are, working or whatever. Remember, everything on this planet is relationship. So there's probably a darkness person in their life. What I would probably do is first see if they're attacking you psychically, then see if they're doing it verbally. If it's verbal, then that's emotional. So I would probably do an emotional clearing on them. If you feel any psychic attacks, then I would possibly do one, the dark side practitioner, to get them off of you. I'm trying to think what else. Those are probably the two main clearings that might be needed. And you might look and see how negative they are, because you may have a slight amount of that issue in yourself. So if that's the case, you could probably get jump-started with the self-empowerment clearing, because there's a lot of issues there. So it's really a hard one, especially if you have somebody at your workplace that maybe just recently got hired or something, and they're working with you or next to you, and they're probably not going to leave. And that can be a very disconcerting situation, to where maybe you were very happy going to work, and now you got this person that's very negative. So if that's the case, you may want to do an emotional whole lifetime clearing for them. That way, they will very possibly change. I can't guarantee it, but the issues will go away. Also, they could be on your timeline. You might be having this person on your timeline for a long, long time. So I'll talk about that. The timeline clearings are to get people and things, issues that you're dealing with, and even maybe the people around you could be enjoying that same timeline, or maybe 50 timelines with you. So the timeline clearing is just to get you out of the darkness energy of that timeline. But you can still have that same issue inside of you. That's how the aliens found you to begin with. So you may want to do, to help yourself out, to get rid of the issue, is to do a whole lifetime clearing on it. So that way, if you don't have that issue, then they cannot abduct you onto that timeline. So everybody who's living that timeline with you, which could be thousands of people, you're just interacting back and forth with them, have the same issue that you have. Get rid of the issue, you may not see them any longer. So that's what the difference is. So in a sense, the timeline clearing is very, very good. Helps out all of the Earth people living here. They're on that timeline. But for you, it's basically like a Band-Aid. It'll help you get out of an abduction process. But if you still have the issue inside of yourself, wearing that T-shirt, having yourself, you know, in neon colors to please abduct me because I have a fear issue, then you want, or whatever it is, then you want to clear it out of you so that you take the T-shirt off. So that's the whole process. But the timeline clearings, I know it's helped out many, many people. So let's see what else is going on here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, there's a little concern coming up about the Earth Spirit from what you said a little bit ago. So there's a few questions here. Let's see. Heart is asking, how can any being be allowed to take the Earth Spirit? And then can the Creation Lightship make a new spirit for the Earth? And Pete in Australia is asking, can the Earth Spirit ascend? Can the Earth Spirit still ascend, I guess, if so much of it is lost? So those are the three questions.
Okay, the first thing, the last question, where it is right now, no, it cannot ascend. The light ship, much like we do on our eight-hour calls, will go out and find bits and parts and pieces. You know, remember, this is like the slicing and dicing machine where they take you and scatter you across the dark side universes, and you're still living, the little parts of you are still living because it's still energized with spirit. And they, you know, the light ship will more than likely at some point, what we're going to be doing too for everybody, when I get the clearing up, probably in maybe 2 to 3 months here, will be the 108 body clearing. So what will happen is the if you have any part of you that cannot be found, we'll say, and doing the clearing would mean that the light ship would look for you during that clearing. And if they can't find a part of you, then the part of you that's in darkness, they will turn off the light. So that part of you will actually die. And what happens when that part of you dies, the darkness cannot use it any longer. And then the light ship, through this clearing, will then remake new in you this peace that the darkness has taken. And that's what will probably be going on here at some point, to allow yourself and even the Earth spirit to be more complete. And that could also be much more complete at ascension time. It may actually terminate what it cannot find, and then renew what it can, which means that everything has a spiritual blueprint, so they'll just reform the blueprint in wholeness. This is what happens on the light ship anyway. When you go to the light ship, they bring forth your whole complete spirit as a manifestation. They re-manifest you along with your twin flame. Remember, down here, you're only half. You have half here, and the other half is somewhere, hopefully, in the universe of light. Okay? And so you're only half here. On the light ship, they manifest the two parts of you. And that comes into your physical body when you go to the light ship for healings. This is why you have a complete healing on the light ship. So what is not here in your body and your energetic bodies that contain and hold darkness, because you probably haven't had a clearing for what type of situation you're dealing with. This is why we have the whole lifetime clearings. So when you have that whole lifetime clearing and you stay current with it, which is why we have the unlimited, then that part of you should be more in wholeness so you could accept the healing down here. Otherwise, that density around you smothers you and takes away your healing, because it cannot stick to you because you're filled full of darkness, and the darkness does not resonate to the light. It will take the light, steal it, but the light's coming into you, and when it comes into you, if it doesn't have a place to come to in the blueprint of who you are, then it can't resonate with you. Your spirit can't hold the energy, and this is why the whole process is, getting back to the teachings of Jesus, it's become like a child, be innocent, get rid of the densities, and then you can hold the energy. So all the healings that the light ship has, they're all completed on the light ship. You know, if you have cancer and, you know, you're at the last stage of that, the light ship, you're healed completely. And you say, why didn't it work down here? Well, it's because you're still full of judgment. You're dealing with the ancestors' judgment. You have problems that have not been worked on, dealt with. But the light ship can help you to clear those out. It just depends where you enter into the light ship programs. Remember, some people come to me at the very tail end of their life. They'll come to me the last 3 months. And I can't really say, where were you, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, you know, because you needed to do these clearings. They want to have a miracle before their eyes without having any work done. And it doesn't work that way. You have to get the densities cleared out of you, which caused your problem to begin with. And then you can start having results being made. So that's the way the clearings work. And it's very unfortunate that we do have genetic cellular memory to cause our problems. And like I say kind of jokingly, you know, if you got struck with lightning, you know, then your DNA would be cleared out. Not all of it, but it will be cleared out somewhat. This is why when people have near-death experiences or something as traumatic as being struck with lightning, all of a sudden they become a different person. Why? Because the storyline of their DNA has been changed. They're now living a different life because the DNA that they were living has been taken away, neutralized. So that's the process. You need to get rid of the density stored inside of you to expect a healing to work. Otherwise, unfortunately, it can't work. And that's kind of the facts. And then how much are inside of you as far as your spirit? How much integration have you done? The clearings do that for you. So like I say, if you are only in your body 20%, then, you know, the most you can expect is probably a 20% healing. If you have entities, they'll steal all that energy because they live on that. So that's the process, is to get cleared out so that you're able to be in wholeness with yourself. Just like what Jesus said, you have to be innocent like a child, like a baby. And that's what he meant by that. You need to get yourself cleaned out. Otherwise, the densities that you're holding, storing, living with cannot accept light, because light does not know darkness, and it will not come into you when you've filled yourself up full of darkness and the energies that do not correspond to light. The light can only be attracted by light. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Larry has a question. He's saying and asking, when we fell from 100% light into darkness, was discernment our weakness? And can we get a clearing on discernment?
I don't think it would be discernment. It was probably more like people got into doing something a different way. Remember, people judge the light. And by judging the light, free choice, free will, and wanting to control others, that's the alien agenda. That's their main common denominator through all the races, is domination and control. Seek and find and control, okay? Conquer and divide. So that's probably what your ancestors chose to do. And since you are your ancestors, remember, all lifetimes are here at one time. You're living their lives. So by living their lives, you are living what they thought of, how they lived their lives a long time ago. And this is why you need clearings. Not that you want to have a clearing or would like to have a clearing. You need to have the clearings to have a much better life. That's the whole process. And you can't wish it out of your life because it's still with you. It'll never leave you till you have a clearing. And that's kind of the way the process is. Remember, you have to go back to the teachings of Jesus. Very simplistic, you know. You need, that's why he came to basically what they say is to heal peoples of their sins. Their sins were their genetic disposition on life, the judgments of their ancestors, and that's what he was doing. And that's why people, very few in fact, ascended 2,000 years ago. But aside from that, that's what happened. So he came to help humanity, and that's what we're doing right now. We're just 2,000 years into the future from when he came here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina has a good question about the whole lifetime clearing. She's asking, when should we do a lifetime clearing versus a timeline crash? So if
that's,
you have an emotional
that's up to you, you know. Like I said, the whole lifetime clearing is to get the problem away from you that you know about, okay? Where the timeline crash is to get you off of the abduction timelines. So you're only going to those timelines because the aliens have a way to abduct you. They see you with that T-shirt on. So whatever issue you're using or dealing with, responding to, is why they are abducting you. The nice thing about a timeline clearing, it's like a Band-Aid. It will help you a lot to get rid of the timelines. And if there was no timelines, then there'd be no aliens abducting you, and you could still live with your issue, still be in judgment of an issue, but you would not have the abduction process if all those timelines were released, okay? then you would not be tortured and messed with by the alien races. This is why they're so important. So you're actually freeing up humanity and yourself by doing that, but it's not going to get rid of the issue inside of you. You still have that T-shirt on. You're just getting rid of the races that chose to use your issue to abduct you. So the timeline clearing is for abduction. The whole lifetime clearing is to clear out the issue that you're dealing with that's torturing your life down here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Tina's just making a nice comment here also about the crown chakra disconnect clearing. She's saying that it had made a major difference in with the effect, I guess, that the negative people were having on her in her life. So that's a good one. That's a really good one to do. In fact, maybe, Ron, do you feel up to doing a sample crown chakra disconnect for everybody?
Yeah, I can do that, and we'll hold that till the end of the show here.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. We're going to take away the alien cordings that connect to your crown chakra. So remember, there could be thousands of energetic cords being attached to you by the aliens to steal your body energy and to control you. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to do that here, to release these cords. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they're going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll just close off your crown chakra. Here we go. This will last for maybe 15 minutes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, they're also attached to your other chakras, but this is the crown chakra closing. So you should feel a little different. You might feel a little more heavier in your body. You might feel your ears changing a little bit. And you might feel self-contained. So if you feel different, it's only because you're not leaking energy out. So just think of you being a sprinkler. Maybe a whole lot of sprinklers, and each little line of water that comes out of that sprinkler is attached to an alien race, and they corded that particular line of water. So you could have thousands of these energy attachments to you. Right now they're disconnected momentarily, and you're not leaking out your life force energy from your spirit. So let's see if we have anybody calling in to maybe say how they feel, or we'll check the fast chat. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I felt that. I felt that in the front of the top of my head, like a prickly heat thing when you were doing the disconnecting thing. Yuck. So let's see if anyone else is. Q is asking, we have a few questions here about the should we do the crown chakra disconnect before doing the magnetic and twisted body clearing?
Yeah, I would do the crown chakra one, first, only because that's going to disconnect you from the ones that are attaching to you. Remember, the parallel lives are different. They just abduct your whole body. The crown chakra is for you living down here. So you may want to do the unlimited on that in case they happen to come in and find a way into you. But normally, for what I found, typically once it's closed off from that clearing, it'll probably be shut down for a couple of weeks to a month, but you may want to revisit it. So that's why I say probably get the unlimited. You don't know what kind of technologies they're using also to find their way back in, because then they lose you. But remember, they can still abduct you. So it's just different ways to get wholeness and body wellness and health back to yourself. Remember, if you don't have any energy in your body and they're stealing all your energy, how can you ever expect to get well? This is why the alien death barcode is so vital to everybody, because that gets rid of the death codes on you that you're walking and living with. And we've all seen people that are like the walking dead. You look at somebody and you know they're going to be kicking the bucket any minute. You know, they have like one foot in the grave and another one on the banana peel. They're ready to go. Why? Because that death barcode is probably right on them, and they're just, living a little bit of life left because they don't want to leave completely, or they're maybe held in because they're in a hospital waiting for their family members to come to say goodbye, and they've already bought the farm. So, you know, by all means, if you're alive and wiggling, do your alien death barcode. I don't know how much it can help somebody who's already went through all of the stuff that they go through before they die. Like I said, I get people at the very end of their death wanting help. You know, where were they, 5 years ago? You know, it's very difficult to bring somebody back to life after they went through all of these things and the body starts shutting down. You know, it's very difficult to resurrect somebody that way. But if you do have somebody in the hospital and maybe you want them to live a little bit longer, or maybe they're on the edge, maybe they're 50-50, by doing that alien death barcode might be enough to pull them out of it. And then by all means, do the circulatory clearing on them, and then also do the body rejuvenation clearing. So I would say do those three clearings. After that, then do the emotional one. So those are the main ones. If you know somebody whose health is kind of declining, you know, it could be your parents or grandparents, do those clearings for them. I can't guarantee it'll give them a longer life, but they may feel much better, and maybe they, decided they don't want to be here any longer. So some people do have the free choice to live longer. You know, they can override the death barcode. But once one is in place, it's there, and it's like having a weight around your neck. And you can't get rid of that unless you have the death barcode taken away from you. You can smile and be as nice as you want, so you're going to live for a long time, but, you know, your body starts shutting down, and you lose energy. So this gives you back your life force energy from your spirit and jumpstarts the mind of the body clearing. In fact, I'll do that right now. I'll do a sample of the mind of the body. I talk about that often on. The mind of the body clearing is like your internal healer. This heals your body. You don't know anything about it, but it's there. A little math scientist will say in the laboratory, and it's trying to figure out how to help you. Whatever comes down the pike of illnesses and viruses, it's there, healing broken bones, working on your lymphatic system. It's doing all of this stuff. And you don't want to have it so that its hands are tied. So here we go. See if you get a surge of energy, everybody. This is the mind of the body clearing. And this is kind of the way you're going to feel after you have an alien death barcode taken off of you, as his body gets rejuvenized and unhampered. Here we go. So mind of the body clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, one other quick little question about the crown chakra clearing. Elliot's asking if it works for people and mind control as well.
Oh, you
will it keep that out?
Yes, it could, yes, because they could come in that way. There could be energetic satellites coming into your crown chakra. There could be physical satellites beaming down on you, doing stuff. Yes, I would say that would be correct, too.
Okay, good. So just a quick reminder, in about 10 or 11 or 12 minutes after this show, Ron has his Friday night Q&A, and everybody is welcome to call in. It's an open conference call, free conference call to everybody, and you can ask your questions directly of Ron. I know I haven't gotten to everything on the fast chat today, and I've been jumping around a little bit here. So if you can come on that, if you didn't get your question answered, that would be great. And the number is, Marie R., thanks for typing that in again, 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. Let's see. I have 52 after, Ron. What, do you know what time we can go till?
Yeah, we can probably go to maybe another 5 minutes maximum.
Okay.
I think Gail has a question here. And, it's... is everything always against us? Yes. Why is that? Because you have a natal chart controlling your life. You have DNA in your body from your ancestors' judgment. So, yes. What can be good around you to help you? Your spirit. So, if when you connect to somebody's spirit and you talk to them spirit to spirit and the person knows to get out of judgment, then you can have a much better life and maybe have some nice friends. Other than that, you have your soul family setups and agreements. You have the aliens abducting you. You have everything that's you could ever think of happening to you. And like I say, your only salvation here, if you want to use that term, is to connect to your spirit. Don't read any books. Don't get stuck in that mind control pattern. You know, just need one book, one page, go within. And that's the way life is here. You know, watch people around you. Are they having a really great time with life? Maybe not. They're probably enjoying some of their traumas, maybe, but that's kind of the way it is here. I don't want to sound too negative, but the positive thing is you can have clearings to help yourself. Get on the website. Do these interactive online clearings. They're 24/7. Get your emotional clearing done, your whole lifetime one, so you can feel better about living here. Otherwise, you're living the storyline of your life, of all of your traumas, day to day. It's a plate in front of you. When you look at the food on your plate, all you see is these judgments and troubles that you've had in the past. Get rid of that plate. Do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. And they get the unlimited so that you don't start collecting more stuff on your plate. Because it will keep coming up. But if you want to change your life, that's the easiest way to do that. Less than an hour, you're a new person. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. JJ is asking about the crown chakra disconnect, and I just want to say real quick, because I think you mentioned this a little bit ago, if we do the crown chakra disconnect on the website, how long does it last and how often do we need to do it? And I think you basically just said it lasts a number of weeks and we probably should redo it about once a month.
Yeah, I would say that maybe, get the unlimited, do it every couple of weeks maybe. Typically, it should be 100% done, but the aliens can come in and change stuff. So, I would, recommend at least doing that, every couple of weeks maybe. You know, everybody's different, but just see, give it a try and see, but get the unlimited on it so that you're always disconnected from these external forces stealing your energy. And by all means, also do your natal chart. Get that thing off of you so that your connections to them is actually taken away, too. And the planetary clearing, planet, stars, and vortexes. So once you realize that you're being set up here and you can see the physical things that people talk about, everybody sees stars and planets, and you know you have a natal chart, and you know that that's going to kill you someday because it's a story of your life, how they want to control you. Remember, they're controlling you through that. Once you kind of get a clue and understand that, then you can get rid of it and get rid of those planets off of you, the ones that they don't talk about, This is why we have so many. They clear, on the planetary star one, you're getting probably thousands of clearings done by doing that. So you can have a much better life. But get out of the mind control that you know about. This is what we talk about here is mind control from the aliens. How are they attaching to you? Through the crown, through the planets, through your natal chart, you know, through parallel timelines. You know, I don't know if any other show out there on the Internet or anybody else is talking about what I'm talking about. Probably not, because they're just reading books typically and regurgitating somebody else's old news. And that's where they come from. You know, a lot of the present people who do the presentations just, you know, read books and bring their own forth information up, you know, regurgitating it and making it new for them. But this show is giving you the facts of what you need to know. So hopefully you're going to be on the Q&A call coming up, 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes here. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie. If we didn't
Thank
get
you,
your
Ron.
Call, you know, your information that you typed in the fast chat, the show goes by really quickly. We try to get as many as we can. So if we did overlook you, it wasn't intentionally. So blessings to all of you. Then come on the call and ask your question. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks,
Bye.
Ron.
And tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship.